And when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Once again, our broadcast tonight brought to you by our terrific sponsors, Roma Lodge on Spring Street in Racine, Lings on Lathrop, Sickville and Convenience Store in Racine, Gordy Boucher Lincoln in West Dallas, Financial Service Group of Racine, Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, Docs on the Fox in Waterford, the injury attorneys at Habish Habish and Rotier. Our patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schoner, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Jim Rammel, Jason Treutler, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, Mike Paczynski, Greg Owens, Johnson Park Golf Course in Racine, Casey Robbins, and Jason Atanasoff.
Well, we got about a minute left in pregame, and then we'll get this one underway. Again, your starters first for the Knights, Taylor, Nixon, Jones, Miles, and Romack. Your starters for the Angels, Phillips, Hamilton, Vincent, Watson, and Ward. Head coaches, Ryan Thompson for the Angels, Steve Showalter for the Dominican Knights. So both teams should be heading to their benches here shortly. And then we'll turn it over to the St. Catharines PA announcer for a couple announcements, then we'll have our national anthem, and then we'll get this one underway.
When you officiated, Dick, and that clock rolled all the way down to zero, like for football, we want all the players off the field ready to go to kickoff. When it hits zero, we're turning into the kickoff. Is that the same for basketball, or are they not as strict on that?
They're not as strict as that. They should be stricter, but you know, they're not.
Sure, and that's a common theme that I've seen across pretty much all of our games where, okay, the horn goes off, but we're just kind of going to go slow. So I wasn't sure if that was normal or if that's just something for basketball.
All right, we'll send it over to the PA announcer for the Angels.
And your St. Catharines Angels! Enjoy.
was our national anthem. Now we'll get the starters for both teams, and then we'll tip this one off. You're listening to High School Basketball streaming live on GG Sports. Again, a tough matchup tonight for the St. Catharines Angels with perennial power, Dominican. And they're being announced right now. Again, Taylor, Nixon, Jones, Miles, and Romack. Romack.
I had the luxury of watching Zaire Jones, number four there for Dominican. Zaire was a St. Marcus where I worked prior. He was a very incredible, talented athlete, only a sophomore starting here for Dominican, so he's a player to watch besides Womack.
Well, they score. If you look at their schedule for the year, they've been in the 80s, 90s a few times, and scored 100 points, at least on one occasion. So we'll see if the Angels, known for defense, can slow them down a little bit.
Did they have the yellow whistle game back when you reffed?
No.
I forgot what it's for. One official passed away for the cancer that he had,
right.
A famous official, but it's becoming a yearly thing, so I wasn't sure if they had that back when you were.
No. Just came in the last few years there, Dylan. And Romack had some protective glasses on and threw them off to the side. So evidently they did not meet the criteria for wearing them, I guess. There's the tip, controlled. And Dominican comes up with it after it goes around for a while. Taylor with the basketball now for the Knights. He'll want to give it to Romack if he has the chance. And a five-second violation called on the Knights. So the Angels now will inbound. And it'll be Phillips inbounding to none other than Lamont Hamilton. Hamilton brings it across the timeline very quickly. Has the ball, now passes over on the wing to Phillips. Then it goes into the hands of Watson. Looking for someone, it comes back to Hamilton at the top of the key. Now he gives it off to Phillips. Phillips passes over to Watson. Now we have a shot, a three-pointer, that's good. Three-pointer by Vincent Jr. to make it 3-0. St. Cat's takes that early lead. A little bit of pressure by the Angels, and they bring it. And Romack misses the three-pointer. And here comes Hamilton pushing it up quickly for the Angels and takes the three and hits it to make it 6-0. And there's that pressure by the Angels in the corner trying to get it out. Is Taylor. And he gets it over to Romack. Now they get it down quickly. Shot up, no good. Next one up, no good by Miles, and goes out of bounds, and they'll say it was last touched by the Angels. So we played almost 2 minutes here in the first half. 6-0's our score. Angels with the lead. They get it into Romack. That's who they want to get the ball in his hands. Romack driving towards the basket, now gives it up to Jones, and ball knocked out of bounds. It'll remain with the Knights. Romack inbounds to Jones. Jones now trying to get it to Romack, see if he turns around for. Now taken away by Lamont Hamilton. He gives it up quickly to Phillips. Phillips from the side. His shot up is no good. And rebound to Romack. Gets it into Taylor's hands. They try to go down. Vinson knocks it away. And then the next shot is no good, and Hamilton comes away with the rebound for the Angels. They lead 6-0. Lamont Hamilton setting it up, getting into Ward. First time Ward touched it tonight. And we got a foul coming up. That falls on Nixon, his first, team first. So Phillips to inbound for the Angels. Goes in the corner, now driving and traveling is Vinson. Eddie Vinson Jr. with the travel violation. So the Knights get it in. Get it into Nixon, and he gives it up to Miles. And then it's taken away once again by the Angels. Hamilton comes down quickly with it to Watson. Shot back up. Three-pointers good by Phillips. Makes it 9-0 on the three by Phillips. St. Catharines with that lead. They get it down quickly. Get it inside. Shot up is good by Nixon. Amari Nixon with the first points for the Knights. 9-2 is our score. Vinson with the basketball gives it up to Hamilton at the top of the key. Hamilton trying to direct traffic out there. Don't know if they're listening. Now gets it across court to Phillips. Phillips gives it up to Ward. Back to Vinson. Now Vincent goes across court to Phillips. Phillips on the drive, has nowhere to go, so pulls it back out. Now they give it. The shot up is good by Watson to make it 12-2. St. Catharines with the lead. Taylor with the basketball, trying to get it to Romack, does, and they break the press that time nicely. Miles with the basketball, and they try to shoot it up, and it's going to go back to the Angels. Checking in for the first time tonight will be Applewhite, Brandon Applewhite, a 6'1" junior guard for the Knights. So here comes Lamont Hamilton. We're down to 14 to play in the first half. 12-2 is our score. Angels with the lead. They go on the wing to Vincent. Vincent brings it out on top. Doesn't know what to do with it. Gives it to Watson. Now Watson feeds it over to Hamilton, and Hamilton will direct traffic. Hamilton with the basketball still. Now he pulls up, shoots, hits the ring, and that's it. And Taylor comes down with it, and they try to go in transition against the Angels, and they throw it out of bounds. So it'll go back to the Angels. They lead 12-2. And Vincent will walk it up. For the Angels, gives it up to Lamont Hamilton at the top of the key. Vincent's on the wing, comes back out on top. Now they give it to Ward. He hasn't touched it much. Now it goes out of bounds. Phillips could not retrieve it. So it'll go back to the Knights. They get it into Taylor. Taylor being double-teamed, gets it to Romack. And they get it up quickly. Now here's a three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound to Romack. He'll put it up and score. Second chance points are going to be very critical tonight if the Angels allow the Knights to do that. 12-4 is our score. 13 to play in our first half. Now the Angels go across court to Watson. Then Vincent on the wing. Now a travel by Watson. So Applewhite will inbound, and he'll inbound to Taylor. And Taylor will take it up. They'll look for Romack. He's being guarded by Ward. Now Romack comes all the way out. Looks like the Angels in a 2-3 zone now. Romack, they go underneath, but Vincent intercepts it, but goes out of bounds, so it'll stay with the Knights. 12:38 to go in our first half. 12-4 is our score. Angels with the lead. Taylor trying to get it in. Gets it in to Nixon. And stoppage of play on a foul by the Angels. That fouls on Ward, his first, team first. Here's Romack with the three. That's no good. And knocked out of bounds. It'll go back over to the Angels. So nice box out that time by the Angels. So they inbound it. Watson to Hamilton. And Hamilton takes it across. Vincent now on the drive, trying to put up a shot and scores. Vincent Jr. with the basket to make it 14-4. Now the Knights come up quickly and score. Is Jones to make it 14-7. 14-7, Angels with the lead. Now Lamont Hamilton passes over to Ward. And he goes across court to Vincent. Now comes back out on top to Ward. Trying to direct traffic as Ward gets it to Hamilton. Hamilton on a drive, pulls up, and gets the shooter's touch. Good. To make it 16-7. St. Catharines. Taylor pushes it up quickly. Gives it to Romack. Romack on the drive. He's got three guys around him, and they're going to get somebody for a reach-in. And a player like Romack, he's going to get those calls. So it's on Watson, his first, team second. So Jones to inbound. That's the player Dylan Dooley talked about that he knew. They get it into Nixon. Nixon shot up, in and out, no good. It was a bunny. He'll put up the next one. The one-handed floater, and good. That time the Angels did not box out, and he put it back in to make it 16-9. Lamont Hamilton passes over to Vincent, and Vincent goes across court to Watson. Now Watson gives it back to Phillips at the top of the key. Now to Vincent. Now to Ward at the top of the key. Now Vincent on the wing, looking to direct traffic. Now gives it up to Phillips. Now to Vincent, now to Lamont Hamilton, trying to come in. Post up, puts a shot up, no good. And Romack tried to keep it. And here comes Romack down and scores. And now we'll have a timeout. As Richard Watson is down on the floor, as he went down hard. And they're tending to him now. 16-11 is our score. Angels with the lead. They've been kind of sloppy, though, the last three possessions.
Yeah, we were at 16-4 at one point, and it's now 16-11. So,
yep. A 7-0 run.
Yep, Dominican starting to get some steals on their defensive end of the floor, and sloppy play by St. Catharines allowed them right back into this.
All right, so the Angels will inbound, and Hamilton will bring it up. Passes over to Vincent. On the wing, now back to Lamont Hamilton, top of the key. We're closing in on 10 to go in our first half. Vincent now gives it up to Phillips. Now to Lamont Hamilton on the wing. He goes down low to Ward. Ward puts it up, can't get it to go. Nice play by Romack to keep him from hitting that bunny. Romack now on the drive. He'll put up the shot and score again to make it 16-13, and here comes the Knights. Lamont Hamilton will pull up for the three and hit it. Lamont Hamilton with the three-pointer to make it 19-13, but here comes the Knights right back. This one Ward rebounds. So again, the Knights, they want to push it quickly. 19-13 is our score. St. Cat's with the lead. Hamilton now on the drive, gives it up to Vincent. Vincent on the drive, comes all the way up, overlaid the shot, and they let it go as Taylor brings it down quickly. He puts it up and scores. Demetrius Taylor with the basket to make it 19-15. 9:15 to go. in our first half. Vincent with the basketball now. Goes down low to Ward. Ward's going to try to hook it, and he does. A.C. Ward with the hook shot from about 4 feet out to make it 21-15. Taylor with the basketball now for the Knights. Wants to give it to Romack. They want to feed him down, posting him up low now. Romack, no, but he passes it out to Taylor. And then they go on the wing to Jones. Back to Taylor. Now to Romack at the top of the key. Romack on the drive. Almost has it taken away, and they're going to call a foul. A slap shot. That falls on the Angels. It's on Ozier, his first, team third. Now Jones with the basketball. Gives it up to Taylor. Taylor again, he's boxed out. So Romack with an NBA three, that's good. Romack with an NBA three to make it 21-18. It's a one possession game. The Angels led once by 12 points. Lamont Hamilton with the basketball now, gives it up to Phillips. Now to Vincent on the wing. Vincent goes down low to Ward. Ward tries to go inside, and they knock it away. And A.C. Ward should go to line to shoot two. The foul's on Nixon, his second, team second. So Ward at the line for two, first time tonight. First one up is good. Shooter's touch all the way up. So checking in is Ethan Moore, a 6'3" junior forward. And Miles checks back in. Second one up is also good. So make it 23-18. Now Taylor brings it up quickly to Jones. Jones with the basketball now. They want to give it to Romack, but Romack didn't have anywhere to go that time. Now he's open again. Romack for the three, no good. And the rebound to the Angels. And here comes Lamont Hamilton with it now. 5-point lead for the Angels. 7:35 to go in our first half. Now it goes down in the corner to Phillips. Now taken away by Romack as he anticipated it. Throws it back up. A reverse layup is good by Romack. So again, a very poor pass by the Angels led to a reverse layup for the Knights. And it's a one-possession game again. 23-20. They go down low to Ward. Ward comes inside, tries to put it up, and he'll go to line again to shoot two. So they're trying to post up A.C. Ward down low. He's 2 for 2. That fouls on Moore, his first, team third. So again, A.C. Ward to get two. First one up is good. Makes it 24-20. Checking back in is Watson for Phillips. Second one up is no good. And the rebound. Rebound comes down to Moore, and they're going to get the Angels for a foul right away. That falls on Ozier, his second, team fourth. So nice to inbound. They trail by four. It's Miles. Inbounds to Romack. Then they get it up to Taylor real quickly. Now from the corner to the three-pointer. No good. And a rebound to Ward. He'll put it into the hands of Hamilton. So A.C. Ward, he's done his job so far tonight. Hamilton with the basketball now. Lamont Hamilton, 24-20. Angels have never trailed in this ballgame so far. 6:35 to go. Now they get it over to Watson. Watson on the drive. He's got to give it up. Gives it up to Hamilton finally. Lamont Hamilton, pull up three, no good. And the rebound to Romack. Romack still with the basketball. Wants to drive. And he drew a foul. And it was Watson, his second, team fifth. So checking back in will be Ozier for Watson. Taylor inbounds. They finally get it into Romack, and that's who they want. They want him firing those three-pointers. Romack on the drive. Pull-up shot. No good. Rejected by Ozier. Down to Ward. Ward with the basketball. Coming inside. Putting it up. Can't get it to go. Tip up. No good. Next one comes up to the Knights. And Taylor brings it all the way down. Puts it up. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll remain with the Knights. And again, they want to push the ball up the floor. Angels got to be aware of that. After a missed shot, they get it into Romack. He had it and then lost it, but they'll get it back to him. 5:40 to go in our first half. Romack goes down low. Shot up, no good. By Moore, and the rebound to the Angels. Ward gives it over to Hamilton. 24-20. Hamilton now gives it up to Lockridge, who's in there. Here's a shot from the corner. That's no good. And the rebound to Romack. Romack gives it up to Taylor. Taylor way outside. Down to 5 minutes to play. Now they go in the corner. 2 miles. And then it's taken away, but it's going to come back. There's a kick. So checking back in is Applewhite. And it's be the Angels ball with 4:56 to go in our first half. Stick around at halftime. We'll have our unofficial scoring for each individual player for both teams. Lion Hamilton with the basketball now. Gives it up to Ozier. He goes down low to Ward. Ward's got nowhere to go with it. But he tries to come inside, then gives it up to Lockridge, who loses it. Shot up is no good by Ozier, and here comes Romack with it again. Romack pulls up, long three, that's no good, airballed, and it go back over to the Angels. So again, the Knights, they got to live and die by that three-pointer from Romack. If he's on, it's good. Lamont Hamilton with the basketball now, 4:20 to go. 4-point lead for the Angels. Lamont Hamilton, pull-up shot is good. It's a one-handed floater from about 5 feet, and here they come quickly, and it goes out of bounds. Nice play by Lamont Hamilton to try to deflect that, and the Knight took his eye off the ball, and it went out of bounds. So it'll go back over to the Angels. They lead 26-20. Lamont Hamilton with the basketball now. Gives it up to Ozier. He goes in the corner to Lockridge. Lockridge with the basketball now. Let's not get funny with it now. Lamont Hamilton drives inside, then gives it up to Lockridge. He'll put it up, and he'll draw the foul. We'll see what kind of free throw shooter he is. The foul's on Miles, his first. Team fourth. So Lockridge at the line for the first time tonight. First one up, shooter's touch is good to make it 27-20. Second one up, all net good, 28-20. Angels with the lead. Taylor coming down quickly. Gets it 2 miles. Then they go back inside to Taylor. He can't get it to go. Rebound to Ozier. And here comes Lamont Hamilton the other way. 28-20, St. Catharines with the lead. He passes over on the wing to Ozier. Ozier with the basketball. Being guarded by Taylor. Now Ozier gives it up to Phillips, and Phillips goes to Lockridge. Lockridge goes across court to Ozier. Then Lamont Hamilton gets it back in his hands now. Lamont Hamilton with the basketball. Hamilton now trying to go down low to Ward and knocked it out of bounds, but it'll stay with the Angels. So Phillips will inbound, trying to get it in, gets it in to Hamilton. And Lamont Hamilton on the drive, pulls up, shoots, can't get it to go. And Romack with another rebound, taking it all the way down. Now gives it up to Jones. And Jones gives it to Applewhite. Applewhite gets it back to Romack. Now Romack goes to Taylor across court. Now Taylor brings it back inside. Now gives it to Applewhite. And now on the drive, we're going to have a tripping foul. And that's on Ward, his second. Team sixth. 2:22 to go in our first half. 28-20. Angels with the lead. Taylor to inbound. They'll try to go to Romack, I'm sure. And they throw it out of bounds. And it'll go back over to the Angels. All right, so the Angels will have a little bit of discussion there. And Ward puts it into Hamilton's hands. 2:20 to go in our first half. 28-20, Angels with the lead. Here's Ozier with the basketball, tries to come inside. Block, so he'll go to line. He'll go to line probably to shoot two. That foul's on Applewhite, his first, team fifth. But at the line will be Ozier, first time tonight, for two. First one up is no good, barely hit the ring. Checking back in will be Vincent Jr. for Ward. Nice first half by A.C. Ward. Second one up, that is good by Ozier to make it 29-20. Taylor with the basketball gives it up to Romack, being guarded by Hamilton. Romack now has got to get rid of it, gets it to Taylor. Then they go on the edge to Miles. Miles now goes out of bounds, and it'll go back over the Angels. A good play by Phillips to make sure that the Knights was out of bounds when he touched it. So checking back in is Moore. Moore checks in for Miles for the Knights with 1:54 to go. Ozier to inbound. Inbounds in the corner to Vincent. Now Vincent comes out of the corner. And they'll set it up again. Vincent Jr. with the basketball gives it up now to Ozier. And Ozier will go across court to Phillips. Now Lockridge with the basketball. Lockridge gives it up to Ozier. Now Vincent Jr. with it. We're down to 1:20 to play. Almost taken away. Here comes Ozier inside. He'll put it up and score. Antonio Ozier with the basket to make it 31-20. Here comes the Knights now with it. Pass goes over to Moore, looking for Romek. Now Applewhite has it in his hands at the one-minute mark. Almost a travel by Applewhite. Gives it up to Romek. Back out on top to Moore. To Romek. Romek now goes across court to Taylor. Taylor now. Looked like he wanted to drive. Now Romek will drive. He loses it. And Vincent comes up with it and gives it up to Hamilton. Coming inside is Hamilton. He'll put it up. Can't get it to go. And rebound. Two more to Taylor. Taylor coming all the way down, putting it up and scoring, and count the basket. So again, that's what the Knights want to do. Push the ball up the floor. Lamont Hamilton thinking he got fouled down there, but he didn't. So Taylor at the line for one. So checking back in will be Miles. And Akari Johnson, the 5'11" senior guard, coming in for the Angels. So Taylor at the line for one with 25 seconds to go. And it's good. He cuts it to eight. And the Angels will play for one. Lamont Hamilton with the basketball. Down to 7 seconds to go. 5 seconds. Now he loses it. And that's the end of our first half of play with our score. St. Catharines 31. Dominican 23. We'll step away for 2 minutes. Hear from our sponsors, and then we'll have on our halftime guest, none other than Greg Owens.
Thanks, Dick.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Baines AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Baines AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Games are archived at ggsports.mixler.com. Select a recording of your game of interest.
All right, thank you, Dylan. Now we bring in our halftime guest, none other than Greg Owens. Everywhere I go, you come.
Well, we go to the good games, right?
Right, right.
I got my responsibilities out of the way early this season. I, as you know, I go to two boys, two girls games at each school, and I've met that commitment already, and so now it's kind of a pick and choose.
Oh, I was going to say, okay, what happens now?
Yeah, it's a pick and choose. This is a pick and choose game.
Is Tuesday night another pick and choose game if you can make it happen?
If I'm able to make that work out, yes. Have a little bit of a conflict potential.
So what is your, what's your observations of the first half?
So I think St. Catharines early, obviously, controlled both the offense and defensive sides of the game. They got up to that 12-0 lead. Mm-hmm. They were burying those three-pointers. Cooled down a little bit. Dominican got a little bit back into their game, and Womack got a little bit more involved. And so they brought it close, but then it was 24-20 for the longest time. Dominican had opportunities each, like, three, four trips in a row where they're throwing the ball out of bounds and just making some uncustomary turnovers for them. They're usually a little bit more under control, and Coach Steve and his assistant coach were not very happy with each other or with the play on the defensive play on their part that first half. That was a big basket to get to that. It was, you know, it was 31-20, and they got that made basket and a foul late. And then they turned the ball over, you know, with a minute or 1.3 to go. That was big because St. Catharines gets to come out and get the ball with an 8-point lead.
Yep.
And they'll be patient. So it's interesting also that Ryan is kind of beating Dominican, beating Steve at his own game with that full court press.
Yes.
Dominican hasn't done it not very much the last few games, but certainly not tonight.
Is there a reason why you think that's happening?
Yeah, I think, you know, like against Racine Lutheran and against even St. Joe's the night they played them and then here tonight, I think these teams have more balanced, you know, kids that can handle the ball and help deliver the ball. So I think he knows he's going to get beat for some easy layups if he puts that press on. But I don't know. St. Catharines is playing well tonight, and they're obviously getting geared up and staying focused on one game at a time because they could have looked past this game.
Yep.
And to their credit, it does not appear as that's the case. So credit to Ryan for getting them ready and for the kids for, you know, doing what they're doing. They're playing a really good game. They didn't shoot as well late in that second half, but who's going to come out and make every three-pointer they make? So it's been a good game. I think, you know, St. Cat's is getting some better looks. And unfortunately, I think Dominican's settling for some shots that I don't think they want to take.
Yeah, right.
That 1 3-pointer from the white volleyball line, that's probably not one that Coach Showalter would like to see very often.
So for our listeners, you're not just a observer of boys' basketball games. I understand you took in a girls' basketball game last night in your conference.
So Prairie School hosted Thomas More Girls, another fantastic game. Brian always has his team ready from Thomas More, and at halftime it was 40-40. Thomas More came out and hit 8 3-pointers in the first half. And so I know that Abby went in at halftime for Prairie and made some adjustments defensively, but so did Brian, offensively and defensively, and it ended up being a 12 or 14-point game. So, you know, the teams are starting to adjust a little bit to Abby's offense and her defensive and know who the key players are. But I got to tell you, Thomas More's got a really good young team. They have one senior.
Wow.
Everyone else is either a sophomore or a junior, so they're going to be good for the next few years. And so I would look for them, and I know Abby at Prairie is going to lose a number of her kids. And so I think that will open the conference up a little bit. St. Joe's is playing well. They got a nice team. Dominican girls, they're small, but they're quick.
Okay.
And they play really good defense and can run the ball with anybody in the conference. And so I know when Kevin from Dominican plays Prairie, he likes to play the slowdown game. So he actually takes... Because if he gets in a running game with Prairie, it'd probably be a 85-80 game.
Yeah.
And I don't think either one of those coaches would like that because I don't know which way it would go. But, girls basketball is getting very competitive. And you know, these teams are getting close to Prairie. And Prairie's been talented for the last 3-4 years now. And wouldn't be surprised to see them up in Green Bay come March.
Well, for our listeners, they are the top-ranked team in the state in their division.
They still are ranked number one and have been all year. They had a couple of losses down in Illinois at a premier event. It was a really cool event. They had all female officials. all female coaches, and it was a girls' tournament, but it was an invitation only, and so it really put the Prairie School and their kids on the map a little bit.
Sure.
And they lost two very close games, and I think it was a really good experience for them.
Great. So what else do you have to tell us about the winter sports?
So winter sports, I got to give a shout-out to Koji Campbell at St. Joe's High School, a wrestler there.
Okay.
He's a senior. He's a three-time state champion.
Wow.
And he won his 150th match the other night, Wednesday night, and has been undefeated throughout his career in high school. So I would like to see him have an opportunity to be a four-time state champ. And
there's not many of them.
Yeah, and there's no reason he can't. And hopefully,
and what's his weight class?
I want to say he's like 123, 125, somewhere in there. I'm not 100%
sure,
but he's
one of the lighter weights.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'd be in the heavyweight. He's a little bit lighter than we are, but a really good kid and a fantastic student. But a shout out to them, and we've got, you know, we've got schools with girls wrestling teams now.
Yeah,
I know one of the best caddies at I don't want to say the name of the golf course, but one of the best caddies at a golf course that my son's a member of. There's a young lady from Shoreland that wrestles there, and
nice.
Martin Luther hosted their first ever girls wrestling event a couple of weeks ago, so some history was made there. And yeah, so and so it's a lot of fun. It's a fun time of the year. Those really, you know, you got wrestling for our conference, wrestling and basketball primarily. That's all that's going on in the winter. And, you know, we're gearing up for baseball, softball, track and field, and tennis and golf and all of those good things. So looking forward to those seasons.
All right. Well, we're just about concluded with our half. Can I say
one more thing?
Yes.
I know she's listening. I want to say hi, Peg. My love out to you. See you soon.
All right. That's Greg Owens, commissioner of the Metro Classic Conference. We're ready to get our second half underway as Dylan Dooley has joined me once again here. So maybe you can give us the top scorers real quickly.
Yep, leading the way for Dominican, it's Aaron Womack III with 11 points. And leading the way for the St. Cat's Angels, it's Lamont Duty Hamilton with 10.
Okay. We'll get all the scores when we get a break here. First break we get, we'll run down all the individual scoring for both teams. So the Angels will get the ball first. We'll see what adjustments were made by both teams. Angels hold a 8-point lead to start our second half. So Phillips gets it into Hamilton, and it comes back to Phillips. He gives it to Ward. Ward gives it over to Watson. Now here's a 3-pointer that's no good by Lamont Hamilton, and here comes Taylor quickly up the floor. Taylor with the basketball, tries to go down low to Romack, and they go inside, find the man, and that was Nixon with the basket to make it 31-25. As Lamont Hamilton brings it across, he'll slow it up a little bit now. Gives it to Vincent on the wing. Vincent comes inside now, gives it out to Watson, and he missed it. And here comes Taylor again with it, throwing it down quickly, and they go inside, and Vincent knocks it out of bounds. Good play, because Romack had an easy 2 points there. 31-25 is our score. 6-point lead for the Angels. Trying to get it in, and they do. They finally get it in to Nixon, and he gives it up to Romack. Romack gives it up to Taylor. Taylor now to Nixon at the top of the key. And we're going to have a foul, a holding call coming up on the Angels. That foul's on Watson, his third, team first. So they get it in. Then it's lost out of bounds, and it'll go back over to the Angels. Good defense by Lamont Hamilton. So it'll be Watson inbound. to Phillips. 6-point lead for the Angels. We played a minute and a half here. Now Hamilton goes down low to Ward. Ward coming inside, putting up a bunny hook. That's good. A.C. Ward with another bunny hook to make it 33-25. Knights get it down quickly. Taylor goes over 2 miles. Now Romack inside scores. And Romack, he'll do it all day if he gets that crease inside. 33-27. 6-point lead for the Angels. Down to 16 minutes left in our second half. Now Hamilton throws across court to Vincent. Then Vincent goes over to Watson. Now Phillips to Ward, way outside. He won't shoot from out there. Vincent on the wing brings it back outside. Now Vincent goes down low to Ward. Ward trying to come inside again with and loses it, but gets it back. Now comes inside, puts it up and scores. A.C. Ward with another two to make it 35-27 as they bring it down quickly. Miles to Nixon, now to Taylor. Now in the corner, the three-pointer's no good. Rebound, though, is no good by Nixon, but they get the fourth one back. Now Romack pulls up and scores. So they fought for the rebound a lot harder than the Angels did. 35-29. Angels with the lead as Vincent goes across court to Watson, and he brings it back on top of the key. Now Vincent. Back now Ward on top. Gives it to Lamont Hamilton. Hamilton trying to drive, pulls up, takes the three and hits it. Okay, we got the three-pointer by Lamont Hamilton, and then what did we have?
It's a flop warning, so next time he does it, it'll be a personal or technical foul. I forget which it is.
All right, it's a 30-second timeout, so we can run down the scoring real quick. It was taken by the Angels.
So leading the way for them, Lamont Hamilton, 13 points on 3-3 scored. Behind him, A.C. Ward, 9 points. Richard Watson, 3. Eddie Vincent Jr. with 5. Antoine Ozier with 3. And Jaden Phillips with 3. And for the Dominican Knights, 15 points. Womack, Nixon has 6. Taylor has 5. And Zaire Jones with 3.
All right, Romack to inbound for the Knights. 14:45 to go in our second half. 38-29. Angels with the lead as Taylor will bring it across the timeline. Looking for Romack. They're going to always look for Romack. Taylor with the basketball. Vincent guarding him. Now Taylor goes in the corner to Jones. And then it's taken away. Here comes Lamont Hamilton all the way down, and he'll score. Lamont Hamilton with the layup basket to make it 40-29. Taylor comes down quickly to Romack, and he can't get it to go. He would have had a three-point play. Again, the Angels not getting back quick enough on defense. Romack at the line, first time tonight. First one up, no good. Barely hit the ring. I'm shocked by that from Aaron. All the accolades he's had on the cover of the Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook makes a second. And the Angels get it in quickly, and they put it in Hamilton's hands right away. 40-30 is our score. Angels with the lead. Hamilton goes across to Vincent. Then Vincent gives it up to Watson. Back out on top to A.C. Ward. I don't think he's going to shoot from out there. And he'll give it back up to Vincent. Vincent now with the basketball. Tried to give it to Romack. And here comes Romack. Oh, oh, oh. a one-handed stuff by Romack. And the Knights call a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball, streaming live on DG Sports.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit. It has a coffee-infused cake-based filling with a layer of O&H's mascarpone-style cheese. It's topped with creamy icing and sprinkled with cocoa powder. Be sure to pick up one this week for your family to enjoy. Tiramisu kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
All right, back to live action here. 40-32 is our score. Angels with the lead. And they'll get the basketball now. It'll be Phillips to inbound to Hamilton. And Hamilton will bring it across. Hamilton now gives it up to Vincent. Vincent looked for a minute like he was going to take the three. Now tried to drive inside, and he was fouled. Well, they're going to give him two shots. I don't know if you saw it that way, Dylan, but he's going to the line to shoot two. That foul was on Nixon, his third, team first. So Vincent at the line. 4-2, Applewhite getting ready to check in. First one up was a brick. Barely hit the ring. So Applewhite checks in for Nixon. Second one up is good. Makes it 41-32 as Taylor will bring it up quickly. And he'll look for Romack. Taylor with the basketball now. Almost a carry by Taylor. Now Taylor coming inside. Gives it up in the corner. 2 miles. Then they go inside to Romack. His shot up is good and counted. Counted by Romack. The floater was good by him. Lockridge getting ready to check in. 1-for-2 for Romack. So Lockridge checks in for Watson for the Angels. And that's all net good. Cuts it to 6. 41-35. Hamilton will bring it across. And he passes over to Lockridge, and then in the corner it goes. On the drive. Almost a travel. They go on the wing to Warden. Ward will put it up, and he scores a three-pointer. A.C. Warden, you're not known for that. And we got a 30-second timeout called. So we'll keep it here, 44-35. Angels go up by 9 again on a very unexpected three-pointer by A.C. Ward.
And I was surprised they're taking the timeout here, maybe talking about what defense they want to play or something like that, but kind of a little bit of a momentum swing you had going there, and you kill it with a timeout.
I agree, Dylan. I agree. And the Angels still in. Angels still in the huddle and finally come out. And here comes the Knights again. Taylor gets it up quickly. Doesn't take much time. Taylor now with it. Again, looking for Romack. Now they pass over to Applewhite. Now Applewhite goes to Romack. Now Romack to Taylor. Taylor drives in, puts up a wild shot that's no good. Slapped away by Lamont Hamilton. And here comes the Angels the other way. Hamilton drives in, puts up a floater that's no good. And a play of control foul coming up on Lamont Hamilton. They were waiting for that all night. The Knights have been waiting for that all night. They thought they should have had it two other occasions on Lamont. 12-11 to go, 44-35 as Taylor brings it up. Taylor with the basketball. Gets it over to Applewhite, then to Romack. Romack comes inside, pulls up and scores.